love. But when he go to serve the real world, that is Shivaloka. So it's called Sadashiva, the more original form of representation of Shiva there. And there, the Vishnu, that Shiva is also utilized for the first officer to serve for the this mundane world, the misunderstood world. So Narayana enters there, enters in one aspect, in one function. He enters there and manipulates through him. So if I had to look at the manipulator, then he is Mahavishnu. And where the inspiration is has come and through whom it is working, then we find Shiva. The delegation of Mahavishnu come in Shiva. So that is an eternal post created at the bottom of this whole of Brahmanda, that is the misunderstood aspect of the world, the eternal position of an officer, the delegation of Vishnu in the creation and the management of this world. If we look at the inner function, there is Mahavishnu. And Mahavishnu is utilizing the highest representation of this mic world, the jeev as a whole, searching after. It is incomplete, imperfect. Whenever any Southern Indian people approached me when I was there in Madras, the Shiva is greater or Vishnu is greater. I used to point out then this thing, that Shiva's type is a searching, a type, a penance. He is practicing penances and searching after truth. Is not complete. But Vishnu is always full. Generally, Vishnu avatar is you seem to be full with his own, not searching for any higher promotion or higher object. But Shiva is a type who is searching and inquiring and making penances to attain his end. So he is a want, but he is trying his utmost to eliminate his inner want. There is a type of that, seeking after truth, searching after truth, and taking penances. But Narayan, he does not take, he is pulling himself. Generally, you see, problems, none can solve. Then at last they come to Narayan and he comes and solves the matter. His position is like that. He is self-contented and he is the giver of the highest solution of in case of very intricate position, which cannot be solved by any other.
Maharaj, did Ramachandra really do Shiva Puja?
Yes, he did.
Why?
In a formal way, as he came as human beings, Krishna also in Dwarka life he also showed so many, even the Brahmins and so many observance of Varnasrama Dharma. He did. He also served his guru. He went to Gurukul. That's all in human way. He wanted to jajjadacharya sistastatta devi tarujana sajat pramanam kuruti logastha janila ussi devi ujine loka no kujyam karma chedaham shankarishya chakartya svanupahana. But the higher personality does the others follow. So, Nabuddhi Bhidam Janai Dugganam Karma Sanginam, in Gita it is the, what you want, the answer given in Bhagavad Gita. If I do not observe all these things, the public won't care to observe and they will be lost. So I have to do. So Ramchandra, he came here to teach a particular type of lesson to the public in this mundane world. And as mundane, he had to approach all the duties. Only in special cases he asserted himself. He began the worship of the ocean, the Persian ocean. But ocean did not care to come to him. This sea, when just before the construction of the bridge from India to Lanka, to keep the honor of the sea, he fasted whole day and he worshipped the deity of sea and wanted to ask her permission, but she did not care to come to appear. Then he asked Lakshman, he ordered Lakshman, no, she is not coming, give my arrow and bow. I shall make the whole sea a dried pit. The whole water I should draw out of her. When the sea could, the goddess of sea, he could understand this, she ran and fell on the spit. In this way, he came in a human form and to show to the public the how an ideal king should go on in discharging his duty. He was conscious of that. So, a human way he behaved in almost everywhere. So once he worshipped the sea, worshipped many, worshipped Shiva also. And also he gave respect to the Brahmins. So many like a human being.
Is Hanumanji and Ganesh and
Subramanya,
are they
Anshas
or Jivas?
Hanumanji is a devotee, Sarva Shakti, his eternal abode is Ayodhya in Vaikuntha. And what you say is Hanuman, Sarva Shakti.
Ganesh, Ganapati.
And Ganapati, sometimes within him some function of Vishnu enters and works, some dedication is found sometimes. But Ganapati means Vinayaka. That is the leader of the Democratic Party. Gone means many, and the leader of the many. Generally, they are misdoers. Vinayaka, they represent the voice of the people, voice of the self-seekers. People are generally fallen people on bondage, they are self-seekers, and the Ganesh is the leader of them. So, they are satisfied when one is going to begin a good action, good attempt, give some in way of bribe, something they don't come to prevent my good attempt. I am satisfied. So in the beginning, the kind of vinayaka, vihnakara, so their whose nature is always to disturb the good people, they are given something. I am giving this, you go off, don't disturb me. Disturbing as well. That is Ganesha. And also there is sometimes we see there is some dedicated power in Ganesha. In Bhagavad Gita it is mentioned, wherever you will find any power concentrated, you may think that I am there. That Vibhuti Yoga. Yeah. In this way. Wherever any power, anything big, anything greatness, you find extraordinary, you must think that my power in any way is there. The tapasya also. My parents says, they want to acquire some power and they pray and I have to give him something. In this way.
So Ganesh is Jiva Shakti or Sarup Shakti?
Ganesh. Ganesh is not Sarup Shakti. And the Kartikeya, he is also sometimes dedicated power because to kill a great demon, the Kartikeya was necessary. And they became there potency to be attached there to make him successful in his campaign. That's why sometimes leader of the party is promised some reward. You control your men, I am rewarding you with this little thing, and you control your party. A form of bribe. So, for the benefit of the people and for the good administration, many things to be adopted by the administrator. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur, Hare Gaur, Hare Gaur, Hare Gaur.
Maharaj?
Yes?
After Narasimhadev killed Hiranyakashipu, no one could approach Narasimhadev to pacify him except Prahlad Maharaj. Why couldn't Lakshmi approach him if Lakshmi was his eternal consort?
That was the to make the position of Prahlad Maharaj unique in the relation of service to Narasimhadeva. Lakshmi Devi, she withdrew herself and purposely told that. And apparently it was also convincing for the peculiar figure of Narasimhadeva. Lakshmi Devi, she she told that I am afraid to approach him. He is in a furious mood. But only this has been taken for Prahlad's cause, benefit. So only Prahlad can approach him. And he will find in a loving mood, and otherwise he is now in a furious mood, and approach from any other quarter will have a clash between his present mood and from any other mood from any other quarter. But this is meant only for Prahlad, this furious figure, and Prahlad's approach will be considerate. And will be a real path to the solution, to minimize his anger. That was a general common sense. And by that, Prahlad's devotion that was eulogized. And Lakshmi Devi herself told that I am afraid to approach him, and he is such, so much enraged, and on the Prahlad. And it was the nature, it was the truth, and thereby Prahlad's position was enhanced as a devotee.
So also in Radha Kunda, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, He spoke about Prahlad Maharaj from the Bhagavatam.
Not Radha Kunda.
Not Radha Kunda.
In Vrindavan, he asked his sannyasi disciple to explain about Prahlad Maharaj Shuddha Bhakti from Bhagavatam and not to indulge in describing the pastimes of Krishna and the Gopi and others, because it is too high. We must begin from the first plane of bhakti, then that is above Pujala Raghavata Gurava Bhakti. That is high, high, and the Sahajiya has taken down in this mundane rasa in Vrindavan. So, to discourage them that what you are doing in Vrindavan, thinking you are Gopi and there is Krishna in this way, this is all false, wrong, this is all hell. You have created a hell in Vrindavan. So beginning from ABC, the Shuddha Bhakti, Prahlad, Shuddha Bhakti, then go step by step to the higher devotional realm. And in the Samkunda and the Radha Kunda, in that barrier, he himself used to explain Upadesamrita or Rupa Goswami, and not any 10th Kando, any Radha Krishna Lila, but Upadesamrita. He explained himself there, and we are at the listeners, audience.
In which position are the teachings of Rishabhdev? The teachings of Rishabhdev. Rishabhdev.
Rishabhdev. What part do you want to talk?
That his, where are his these teachings placed?
What stage of devotion?
And which devotional stage? Like you say, Prahlad is Shuddha Bhakti.
You would give particular instance
of his teachings. Like Nayam Deho Deha Bhajami Loke.
This is general bhakti. In Bharat, in Deshavadeva, it is ordinary, general bhakti. And Ambarish also. Maybe they can't be in Shanta Rasa.
As we are told that that Bharat Maharaj, who was attracted to the deer, he fell from the stage of Bhava Bhakti. He fell due to attachment for the deer, but he was in the stage of Bhava Bhakti. Still he fell.
Maybe consider the lowest stage of Bhava Bhakti. Or it may be considered that to give us warning, it has been shown like that. Just as the Lord Himself sometimes come to teach us. Taking what is impossible, taking him in, him, only to show. So, Bhava Bhakti, Bhava Bhakti. What to speak of Bhava Bhakti, it has also been warned against that from Swarup Siddhi also one may fall down. Only in Vastu Siddhi they are said. When they attain Vastu Siddhi, they are saved eternally, even for Swarupshuddhi, there may be danger. The fullest attainment, but not actually accepted, participated in it, in the real Vida. As fitness is in perfection, but no recognition. Fitness before recognition is also dangerous. Something like that. When recognized, you are safe. Before that, from fitness, you may lose the chance of getting that. It may be possible. That is Swarup Siddhi. One has attained his highest position. But after that, Vastu Siddhi, he gets recognition, entrance by the higher sphere. If yes, he is one of us, admitted, then you are. They look after. The government will look after you. Otherwise, you are in individual consideration. Something like that. That is also within the jurisdiction of Swarup Shakti. But there in Swarup Shakti also there are division, higher and lower. So the recognition, that is Vastu Siddhi. Formally it is told, when one has attained Swarup Siddhi, then where the Krishna Lila in Prapancha, in the material sphere, is going on, he receives a call from there. And then he enters. He is allowed to have entrance into that Bhauma Lila. Bhauma Lila. And from some rehearsal, and then he is taken in eternally. Something like that. The recognition. A rehearsal and recognition. And before that, that government recommended rehearsal and recognition, his fate is uncertain.
So Krishna says, Tyaktva deham punar janma naiti mam eti. So before this mam eti, Tyaktva deham. So does that mean only giving up the body as in death, or giving up the bodily conception?
Body of different materials. This deha means this flesh body, then this sukha body is also there. Takta deham punar janma naiti mahameti shojuna. Who? Unless, for whom it is told, takta deham punar janma naiti no eti mahameti shojuna. Manmana.
Evam yogeti tatva.
Janma karma chame divyam.
Evam yogeti tatva. Janma karma chame divyam. Evam jo vyakti tattata.
One who knows me.
Where is it? 11th canto.
Bhagavad Gita, 4th chapter.
4th chapter.
Janma karma me dibbang.
In what connection is this told? Janma karma cha me dibbang. Evam jo vyakti tattata. And tattata means there is the whole thing. It is tattata in what word, but there are so many stages. Evam jo vyakti tattata. Tatu mahang tattatu gatta vishati tadanantaram. Tattata, realization, knowledge about the reality. That knowledge of different stages and strata, planes of knowledge, we have to cross that. And accordingly, living our day, we can enter into another layer, first layer, second layer, third layer, in this way. That is also within him. So formal and material, or substantial, consideration everywhere, to be tested. Division, subdivision, sub-subdivision. As much we are minute, we can find them. The minutest difference between them. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol.
Maharaj, are there any examples given? Of course it is an undesirable thing, but are there any examples given for instruction of devotees who may have fallen from Swarup Siddhi? Are there any such examples are given for instruction?
Swarup Siddhi. Fallen. But the fall is also very temporary, it may be.
Yes.
When you take the case of Vishnu Chitta, who is even recognized as part of the bhakta. But there also we find such thing. Do you know the story of the Vishnu Chitta?
No.
Vishnu Chitta was a priest in some temple in the south. He is a brahmachari. He very scrupulously has engaged himself in the service. One day, suddenly, two girls came there to see the temple, and one of them was very much charmed with the beautiful figure of Vishnu Chitta. And she told his elder sister that I am charmed by the beauty of this pujari. I can't leave the place. You go. Then how to live there? They approached, both of them approached to the priest. He was the manager also. She wants to serve in this temple for some time. Then she is charmed by the atmosphere of the temple and she wants to render service to the deity. In a simple way, Vishnu says to accept it. Yes, if she likes so, the service of the my Lord, she may remain here. Then she is trying to entice the devotee, but devotee does not care in this way. Some time passed. Suddenly one day in a rainy season, with his cloth, wet cloth, so closely mixed with his body that perhaps her body attracted suddenly attention of Vishnu-chitta. And gradually they had some illicit connection. And so much so that when the girl thought that the man is under her clutches, she left the temple. And the man, leaving the service of the deity, followed her. And she went to her own place, home, Sri Anganatham. And the man, Vishnu-chitta, he also get the charge to the temple proprietor and went there. Then after some time, that girl rejected him. I don't want you. But he can't leave her. Oh, take some money or something, otherwise I won't allow you to enter my room. What was he trying? One day, that gentleman, he is lying on a veranda of some householder. He's trying to sleep, but can't sleep. The mosquito is disturbing. And he's that way, disturbed way, he's passing her night. And at that time, Ranganatham and the Lakshmi Devi, they were out in a night tour throughout the streets of Siamnam. Lakshmi Devi asked Ranganatham, who is that man? Why he is lying there and the mosquito, tolerating mosquito bites, miserable condition? You don't recognize him. He is our old servant of that particular temple, Vishnu-chitta. Why he is in such deplorable condition? Then the Ranganatham described the whole thing. Such and such things happened. You are very cruel. Give her something to the man and he may enter the room of that girl. What can be given? The golden this panchapatram, the spoon, golden spoon, aroused the Vishnu-chitta. Oh, man, you are suffering, you are very poor. Take this thing. This is a valuable thing, you take this. And he did not care, he's mad. In his own way, did not care who is giving to him, but he got as a golden spoon. very much joy. And he went to the door of the girl and they pushed. Yes, I have brought something valuable. Open the door. Then she opened the door and found this is this. How where have you got it? I have got it. Some gentleman has given it. Anyway, passed the night perhaps, and then in the temple that was missed, and it was reported to the king, and the king gave it beat of drum in the town. Wherever it will be found, it will be in danger. If anyone has found it, just put it, produce it to us. Then when they also got the news, it will be dangerous to keep it. Then Gauri gave it that this man has given it to me. He was put into the prison. Then the Ranganath, he gave a dream to the king as well as to the highest priest that I have given it to him. He was my old servant in that temple. I have given him a reward. He won't be punished. Then, of course, he was released, and then he came to his former senses. What have I done? I was so and so. And I have come down to such a mean position. Then I was like Ajami. And when they put out in this way, some higher position, it is shown that even from high position we may fall. We must not boast of our position, must not be proud of our high position. Always be careful. Always be in a prayer mode, praying mode. What am I? A teeny soul. The Maya is so extensive, endowed with so much power, but only our hope is the grace of Guru Vaishnava. Always be in one thing and a prayerful mode. We should try to pass our time. Pass our time. Hare Krishna. We may not commit to the feet of those higher advanced people by coming indulging in discussion of their pure character. Take them down in the to make an object of our to satisfy our curiosity, but the necessity for which we are trying to draw to embrace their grace, they may be gracious to us. Gold Hari Bol, Gold Hari Bol, Gold Hari Bol. Gold Hari Bol, Gold Hari Bol, Gold Hari Bol. Gold Hari Bol, Gold Hari Bol. Gold Hari Bol, Gold Hari Bol, Gold Hari Bol.
It is said that Lord Ganesh can remove impediments from one's devotional service. One time, someone asked Swami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, about this, and he said, well, give me $100,000 a month and I will start immediately this worship. What are some practical things that we may do to remove some of these impediments that we have?
How does he say?
I'm not sure.
About Ganesh removing impediments.
Ganesh removes obstacles in our service.
I can't follow. Says
that Ganesh, to worship Ganesh, Ganesh Puja, a devotee may do that, to remove obstacles, impediments in his service. So, can we do that?
In a particular case, it may be granted when a devotee is found by his guru that he has got much affinity towards Ganesh. Then he may ask him, do it, and pray to him that in no time he can release you and to help you to the way of Vishnu. Just as we are told, yat karusi jadasnasi, yat juhusi jadasi, yat tamasi tat kurusya madatpanam. Whatever you are much engaged with, you can't get out from there. Try to connect it with the Supreme and do it for some time. Then it will vanish. Whatever you have got some affinity to particular work, you try to work in that way, but the result will be very particular to devote it to the center. And then, in no time, you will get relief from that particular tendency, which is an avastakal, the anukulasya sankalpa. It will come in this jurisdiction, under Krishna karmatpam. I have got particular affinity to a particular duty, and that duty may be sometimes attached, and only to connect it to the center. And in a short time, I have been relieved of that tendency. With this idea, that may be provided timely. Hare Krishna.
I was meaning, what are some other practical, general things that we can do to remove some of these impediments and troubles we have in devotional service?
What did you say?
He's asking, what other things can be done to remove? What other activities can be performed to remove the inartas or the obstacles to devotional service?
Not just Ganesh Puja, but any other thing.
Anything, Ganesh Puja affinity or Shiva Puja or whatever it may be, I am captured by particular interest. And if I want to get out of that particular interest, that should be connected with the Absolute. And then in the shortest time, I will be relieved of that. Jat karoshi, jat asnasi, jat juhoshi, jadasi, jat tamasyasu, tat kurusya madatpanam. In Varnasram Dharma, they are worshipping the deity Durga, all these things. Pitaitat karma phalam Sri Krishna samarpitamastu, the connecting link in this way. And when that will be more purified, then jat karoshi, jat asnasi, whatever is being direct towards Krishna. Tasmim tushti, priyatam pundari kakha. The connection is given in this way, and that will be more and more clear and direct. And then, sarvadharmaan parityajya, he would come to that stage that he can give up all conceptions of duties for the service.